The year 2009 has been designated as the International Year of Astronomy, as it marks exactly 400 years since Galileo first used an astronomical telescope to study the skies. As the presiding head of the European Union, the Czech Republic has been chosen to launch the Year of Astronomy, with an official celebration taking place this coming Wednesday on Prague's Old Town Square. One of the organizers of the events here in the Czech Republic is the Czech Academy of Sciences. Earlier today, I spoke to its director, Václav Bačes.
The astronomy here has a great potential now, but it has a really very, very good history. Johannes Kepler worked in Prague and Tycho Brahe, and in the 17th century, really Prague was the capital of astronomy.
How is it doing today in terms of space research? How do we continue with this tradition?
I think we continue fairly well. The Czech Republic became member of European Southern Observatory in Chile. This is the biggest assembly, in fact, of telescopes that are now accessible from our institutes. We also are a member of European Space Agency. This is very important because it makes it possible that the Galileo program will be, in fact, run from Prague. And also we are a member of the Pierre Auger Center in Argentina. That is extremely important institution for the investigation of cosmic rays. So I think that Tycho Brahe and Johannes Kepler may be satisfied with the Czech astronomers.
What does the Czech Republic want to achieve during this International Year of Astronomy, during 2009?
Well, one of the main tasks and main aims really is to attract young people, especially high school students, to astronomy and to natural sciences in general. Today we have problems in getting really good brains, young people, to science and technology, and we think that this may help to raise their interests in this, and I think it is very, very important.
Can you mention at least some of the major events that will take place during 2009?
Yes, we start in January the 7th at the Old Town Square in the presence of the Commissioner Potocnik and also several members of our government with exhibition in front of the oldest astronomical clock in the world, the famous Orloj. Then, later afternoon, we shall open a big exhibition of astronomy in the Piazzetta of the National Theater. And then, of course, these exhibitions will be moved to other places in the Czech Republic, again with the aim to attract people to the astronomy. And we hope also that our politicians will realize how important astronomy is as a field of science.
Václav Bačes, head of the Czech Academy of Sciences, talking about the International Year of Astronomy. A reminder that you are with Radio Prague, coming your way from the Czech capital here in Central.